Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Led Zeppelin week here on The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dire Maker is the name of this tune. As we continue with Led Zeppelin throughout the week, happy to be joined now by a couple of participants in the 2019 World Series of Face-Off. Jeff, who is the number one seed in the tournament and the returning champion. Jeff, how are you today?
Well, Bob, you know, honestly, I'm a little disappointed how things have turned out over the last hour and a half. I mean, I get a call that the guy I was supposed to play at 420 couldn't make it, so I had to move it back to 520. But yet Skinner, who had the 440 slot, got in because of a forfeit. I mean, I just, if I lose this round, I want a little asterisk placed on that. That's all I'm saying.
Jeff?
Okay. Yep. You might be taking it Jeff a little too seriously, Jeff, but you do you, buddy.
Jeff has very little empathy.
Well, you know, I was an 8 seed last year, too. And I went on to win. So I could be up against a very tough guy.
You don't know. Tony,
I doubt it.
Tony, are you confident in your abilities?
It's going to be completely category dependent.
What if I told you the category is golf? And again, these categories are chosen randomly. I want to know the 17 PGA Tour golfers who have won $40 million or more in their careers on the PGA Tour. No other tour counts. This is completely specific to the PGA Tour. $40 million or more dollars on the PGA Tour in their careers. Jeff, you're first.
Tiger Woods.
He's number one. Tony?
Phil Mickelson.
He's number two. Here we go. Jeff?
Ricky Fowler.
Ricky Fowler is not correct. We go to Tony.
Rory McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy is correct. $47 million. We go to round three. Tony with an early lead.
BJ Singh.
BJ Singh is third. Golfers with $40 million or more in earnings on the PGA Tour. Tony.
Oh, it's getting tough now. Dustin Johnson, maybe.
Dustin Johnson is correct. We go to round four. Tony leads at 3-2. Jeff.
Let's go with Spieth.
Jordan Spieth, $39,555,000.
Oh.
Tony? No.
Yes.
Go.
Oh, Jordan Spieth.
5 seconds.
Steve Elkington.
That's not correct. Steve Elkington is not correct. Jeff, you can stay alive with a correct guess.
David Toms.
David Toms, number 17 on the list.
Ooh.
Just snuck in. You're tied. Tony, you can win it with a correct answer, or we go to round six.
I don't think the money was that good then, but I'm going to maybe guess Curtis Strange.
Curtis Strange is not correct. Jeff, this is an interesting game. There's plenty of people out there still.
Greg Norman.
Greg Norman is not correct. Tony.
I think I got one. Davis Love, the third.
Davis Love, the third, is correct.
Yeah.
$44 million. And we have an 8-1 upset in the first round of the World Series of Face-Off. Jeff, good effort.
Well, okay. Thanks, guys.
Tony, you are moving on in the World Series of Face-Off. Congratulations.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right. There you go.
There you go.
You're not enjoying this first day of the World Series of Face-Off.
Well, now Jeff's going to be mad?
Well, does he have a reason to be mad?
No. Why would he?
Well, I don't know. He seems to be not very happy. I don't know. I don't know what was. I don't know what went on.
We had to move a game. It affected Jeff none, except for he had to switch his time. He didn't switch his opponent, and his category was not switched. So it happens.
Well, his category may have been switched.
No, it wasn't.
Well, if he'd played earlier, he would have had a different category.
No, he wouldn't. You told me to pick him in order. I gave him category three when category one was third. You know what I'm saying?
No. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
His category,
you're scrambling
been
over
changed.
There today. That's okay, though. Sometimes we have to scramble.
Sorry, Jeff. You won it last year. You're not going to win it this year. These are the breaks.
So there you have it. Tony moves on in the World Series of Faceoff. And our usual contentiousness
with this tournament. Why do people get upset about this?
I don't know. I'm not Jeff.
Why does anybody get upset?
Well, you're getting upset. No,
I'm getting upset that people are upset. I'm doing my best. I didn't know Mark Sassel changed his number, and I tried to accommodate Phil, who lost, and it throws a wrench in things sometimes. We're out here trying to make sure the games get played as scheduled. Usually they do. Sometimes they don't.
That's called spinning your wheels right there. But whatever. Listen, it is what it is. Here we are. We've got one more first-round matchup today coming up in just a little bit. We've got Kyle Coffey and Grant Larimore. We've had the 3, the 4, and the 8 seeds advance out of the first bracket today. Listen, there were a lot of guys here. Jeff, if you want to be angry, I get it, I guess. But how about Jim Furyk, Justin Rose, Adam Scott, Matt Kuchar, Sergio Garcia, Ernie Els, Jason Day, Zach Johnson, Steve Stricker, and Bubba Watson. All kind of household names in golf. And, you only got 3 right. So
Spieth right there, 39-5-5-5-8-36. I was hoping, or not really hoping, but just checking to see, because the commissioner that did that category maybe a week or two ago, to see if that number was still accurate, and it is. And Jordan Spieth just missed the mark.
Well, Ricky Fowler was close. That was another wrong guess. Hey, listen, the guy guessed some good ones, just didn't get it. Brant Snedeker, Webb Simpson, Henrik Stenson, all over $30 million. Brooks Koepka right now would have been a good guess, but he's only at $27 million because he hadn't been playing that long. Here's Jeff. Jeff,
hey, Bob.
What's up?
You wanted to know why I was the reason why I'm upset is because I was the number one seed. Okay, and you guys, Kurt, you guys met a 32, the last guy in the tournament, so he couldn't be there.
That's not true.
At his pre-scheduled time, and then, but yet Skinner gets in. On a forfeit. That's what I'm upset about.
Listen, we didn't preconceive the forfeit. It's a matter of the guy not being accessible. You know, you had your match. You either win or lose your match, right?
That's all good.
All right.
I'll continue listening, guys. Have a good
Thank you.
One.
We love you, Jeff. It just didn't work out this year. You were an incredible champion. You came out of nowhere. You dominated the tournament last year. This year... Hey, we've seen guys like Jason Ault lose in the first round.
It happens.
There are no guarantees around here, man. This is the big leagues, as Tim McCarver would say.
And Skinner's result has nothing to do with Jeff Moore's game.
Listen, Jeff's a competitor. He's disappointed. I get it. Y'all want to do well. Y'all like to win. I like to win.
And I asked Jeff... Before
Don't worry
the show,
about it.
Are you okay with changing? He reluctantly said yes, but we appreciate that. Just trying to get the games on.
Oh, what a day. Do we like the World Series of Faceoff?
Not really.
What do you mean, not really?
It's fine.
I like it. I like the competition. We just need to get our players to understand it's not life and death. Here's David. Hello, David.
Yes, hello, guys. Darn it, I enjoy the face-off. I've never been in it. I've tried it a couple times, but never got into it, or never advanced. But I always enjoy it. Bob, I want to go back to your point about Gordon, because right when they won the World Series and they gave him that big contract, I was very disappointed too. They could have probably re-signed Hosmer or Kane or one of those good players. And, you know, he's been a great defensive player, but, man, he's been terrible at the plate the last 4 years. And it's just a disappointment.
Listen,
I'm like you.
A lot of people, I get it. Alex Gordon has been a popular Royal. A lot of people would love to see him finish his career in Kansas City, but they're not going to do it with the type of money Jeff's talking about, and it's not certainly going to be a two-year deal. That's just the way it is.
Change it to 1 year, $7 million, and that's
Adam Wainwright came back for 1 year and $2 million. I mean, and
well, that's what they should pay him. He's not worth more than $5 million as far as I'm concerned. Hey, but Jeff, I wanted to tell you that I will see you at Barleycorn's. I've already got tickets.
Outstanding.
Jason Eadie, I've never met you, but I know where you'll be. You'll be right on the front row.
Yes.
And I'll be looking for you. I need you to do me a favor. I'm bringing my Daylight and Dark CD, and I hope you can get him to sign it for me.
I'll do my best.
Thank you, David.
Okay, we'll see you there.
All right, that'll be a fun evening.
Jason Eadie's extremely approachable. If I can't do it, David, you'll be able to get an autograph, but we'll see.
Dan is next on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Dan.
Hey, boys, I always enjoy the face-off, so don't forget
that. Oh, we
that.
Enjoy it, but too. Listen, I'm just... I enjoy it. I just want it to run smoothly.
Yep, I get you. I'm calling because last night was Extreme Rules. Did you watch it?
I watched
about half of it, probably. I checked in at the beginning. I saw the Undertaker match, of course, and then I saw probably the last hour of it. It was okay.
Jeff, he looked good.
Undertaker was good. I was happy to see that. I think he's going to try
that debacle.
Yeah, that was bad with Goldberg. I think he'll try to make it 30 years. In WWE, which is next November, and then call it a career.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's going into, you know, he's going to get a pretty big push for SummerSlam. I was very disappointed Brock Lesnar cashed in. I hoped, like, that Becky Lynch would, like, disqualify Seth Rollins, kind of, you know.
Yeah.
But outside of that, it was a pretty decent show. So.
Thank you, Dan. We appreciate it.
We'll see you Thursday.
We'll take a break and come back with our final first-round match of the day. We've got four more tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. Take a break Friday with the three-man booth. Jason Duda joins us. And then we hit it with the second round next Monday and Tuesday, followed by the quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals at Side Pockets. That's coming up next Wednesday and Thursday. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.